guys, it's Amber here from Intricate Transcendence, and it's episode 35. I wanted to talk about some of the good stuff and bad stuff that's been happening to me the past while. I just recorded a 16-minute emotional segment, and it's deleted. Maybe it's for the best. It was really hard for me to record continuously. To say the least, the last little while has been really hard on me, and I've been exhausted emotionally and trying to figure out why everyone's been trying to stop me from doing what I feel is right, from what I know is the truth. And observing, I've just been trying to continually grow with who I am and the Muslim that I am, especially because, you know, and I've noticed this even growing up, being around Christian people, that not every Christian is a true Christian, or, you know, everybody has their own path. And for me, I really need to be surrounding myself with people who have the same experience as me, or who understand me and respect me, not just other Muslims, you know, but people who have that same calling from God. It's been really hard for me, and I've been trying to understand why me, and I've also been trying to understand, you know, am I right? You know, even though I know I am, I constantly ask, you know, for tests, and I see, you know, okay, what happens if I don't do this? Like, not in a rebelling kind of way. It's more so when I'm not motivated or I feel down. And, you know, I'm always the positive person. And sometimes it's hard when other people can't be positive for you, or they don't understand you and they don't really know what to say. After Ramadan, I feel like I've lost a lot of people. You know, and it's been really hard for me to be who I want to be, especially when I don't always want to be alone through this. And, you know I have God, but I just feel like it's hard to know what I want and chase it with everything, with life going on. I guess you could say that. That's a good way of putting it. Like I told you guys before, oh man, the financial thing's been bugging me a lot. But I've been trying to be so patient with God. You know, I got this really great pharmacy job, and that starts soon. But I've been procrastinating. You know, it's supposed to start in July, and I can start earlier, and I've been writing on the brochures and getting ready for it, but I've only gone to one place, and I've just been kind of taking the time to relax and really emotionally decompress, because there's been a lot going on. And I just feel like God really tested me, and I wanted to tell you guys about it. So I'd say it started about a week and a half ago, I want to say 2 weeks, a week and a half, and I just feel like, you know, it was weird, because I found myself in situations where, you know, I'd forget my hijab, and something was going on, you know, I felt like something was stopping me from waking up for sunrise prayer, and waking up for Fajr after Ramadan, and you know, it's been tough, like more tough than usual. And a lot of my friends after Ramadan, like, just went back to being not as great as I saw them, you know, back to old habits. And that's something that I wanted to quit. And you know, I found myself back smoking shisha, you know, and I wanted to stop, and I said I wanted to, and You know, it's been so hard. It's been so hard. And I, you know, went to the pool and I didn't want to go to the pool. I hate swimming, but it was hot outside and, you know, water would have been nice and I wore a cover up and I wore a one piece and even though I knew it wasn't enough and I knew I shouldn't have been showing that much skin, I still did it. And I was like, you know, I'm probably not gonna pray today, but like, what's the worst that could happen? And that was a thought that I had. Like, as much as it sucks to say out loud, like, I haven't been that way. And for me, it was like, okay, well, Amber, you know that if something happens and you end up hurt and you regret this, you know that it's all on you. You know, like, this is just gonna be God giving you a sign that you're right. Like, you know what you need to be doing. And as much as that sounds like crazy to other people, like, it makes sense to me. I was at the pool and 6 o'clock rolls around and Aster is gonna be soon. And I said, you know, I should probably go to my car and pray. And of course, I don't. I have a hijab. Like, I didn't bring one. I was sinning. I was gonna go back to sinning. And I was just like, this isn't right. You know, you can't do that, Amber. You can't just go there and then come back and just do what you just, you know, prayed about. And I was like, I should just not do it at all. And it just sucked. Like, it was such a bad feeling. I went back to my car and I got a parking ticket. Mind you, I got a speeding ticket about a week and a half ago. 2 weeks ago? Might have been more. I have really bad sense of time when it comes to this stuff. My mom wanted me to paint the fence to get to pay for the ticket, and I haven't got a speeding ticket since I've been driving since I was like 14. I've been driving, and just all of a sudden, all of this at once, I got a parking ticket 15 minutes after I was supposed to be praying, and I felt like the worst person in the entire world. You know, as angry as I wanted to be at the world, it was my fault. And I even thought, I was like, you know, maybe I should move my car. I wasn't 2.7 meters away from the intersection, so, you know, City of Edmonton came by, gave me a ticket that I can't afford. And, you know, I told my friend, you know, do I have to pay this? Like, yeah, it's the City of Edmonton. I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? You know, I could just wait till my mom's registration is. Oh, it needs to be renewed, and then I can pay the $75, you know, whatever. Which probably won't be for a long time because, you know, my stepdad always takes care of that stuff, and we hear about it usually a month before it's about to happen. You know, he'll remind us, and usually things are just in order, you know. So then the next thing happens. I don't know if you guys have been knowing this, but I've been trying to wear my hijab out in public and in different environments. I wore it for the first time at my mom's birthday party, this past weekend, and it was huge for me. There's someone in our family now who is openly racist in front of me and ignorant and. You know, it's very hard for me to be who I am, who God wants me to be in front of Him. And, I did it anyways. My friend came with me, and, you know, of course, you know, the kids too, you know, you hear them say things and. They have no idea, and
It was difficult. It was really difficult. But I made it through, and regardless of the jokes and, you know, my family thinking that my friend wasn't Muslim just because she wasn't here wearing a hijab. I don't know. It was a big eye-opener, and overall it went great. I was happy I did it. So my last environment that I wanted to expose myself to and be uncomfortable with this is my workplace. Like, that's, oh man, an elite gym full of, you know, guys who think they're in like a boys club playing elite sport, and, you know, the way that they act and behave, and it's, I've even heard them talk about someone on their hockey team reverting, well, they didn't say that word, obviously, but they were, like, talking about how they that guy became an imam, and they were just, like, talking smack about it, and I left, and I went inside of the desk, and I was like, I can't listen to this, you know, and just being around negative people, it's been hard at work. I'm the only girl that works there. That's another thing. Not only am I a girl, I'm a Muslim girl. And it's hard. Anyways, so I got the parking ticket. I said that about the registration. And then, long and behold, on Thursday last week, another day where, you know, I wasn't wearing my hijab out in public. I've been a part-time trying to figure out and be comfortable in these environments with my hijab. And, I was at this light on the north side, and this cop is two lanes over, and, you know, it turns yellow and then red, and I stop, and I'm waiting to turn left the next green light, and the cop goes right in front of me, turns left, and sits by the gas station. And is, like, waiting for me to turn. That was my thought process. I don't know why, but I was freaking out. I was like, I don't know why this cop is trying to pull me over right now. Why is he sitting there? Like, this is weird, you know? And I start freaking out, and I change lanes when the light turns green, just thinking that, like, you know, if he follows me, I'll just say that I was, you know, I got lost, and I was just dropping my friend off at home or whatever. So I turned into a residential area, and I started freaking out, and my friend in the car was like, you know, they started moving right when you changed lanes. And I was like, you're lying. They're like, no. I'm like, was that on my phone? They're like, no, Amber, you weren't doing anything wrong. I'm like, I was playing music, you know, like, you don't need to be worried. And I was like, then why are they pulling me over? Like, I wasn't speeding. Like, what's going on, you know? Anyways, I forgot about that because I waited. I drove to the residential for like 10 minutes and then went and got ice cream. And then drove my friend to work after. And I was like, whatever. Like, I'll just forget about it. And man, I've been feeling bad about going for shisha and, you know, having people help me out and then trying to verify spending money on shisha, and not praying. Like, again, I forgot my hijab, and I'm like, Amber, like, I just need to keep one in my car. Like, I just, you know, doesn't matter what my mom says or thinks, I'll just keep it there. And, oh man, I get a phone call yesterday night. And my mom calls me and she says, sorry guys, I got a phone call, and like literally right in the middle of that, and I didn't want to answer it again because that's why in my last recording erased, like, I answered a phone call and it was 16 minutes and it got deleted. So I just saved it and I tried to answer it in time, but it didn't work. Anyways. my mom got this phone call, and sorry, I got this phone call from my mom. I go outside of Nara, and I was like, you know, I knew I needed to answer it. I was like, something's up. I answer the phone call, and she's like, do you remember driving Northside last Thursday? We're on 167th Avenue and 97th Street. And I was like, what? And I was at this point anxious. I was like, what's going on? Did I get another speeding ticket? I'm freaking out again. And I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, what's up? Like, obviously I was driving the car, you know, nobody else does. So I was just waiting. I'm like, okay, what happened? She said, well, a police officer just came to our front door and gave me a $300-some ticket for our registration being expired. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, out of all things, I'm like, even my friends were like, I didn't even know the cops did that. And I'm like, well, yeah, apparently they did. And the cop said, he was like, I don't know if it was a coincidence or what, but like, she wasn't doing anything wrong. I just, you know, ran her plate, and I was gonna pull over and let her know. But she changed lanes and went into residential area. And my mom's like, what were you doing? I was like, honestly, nothing. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't know why, but I knew he was pulling me over, and I didn't want to be stopped. I was driving my friend. We were going to get ice cream and going. I was taking her to work. Like, it was inconvenient, you know? Like, I just felt like, I didn't know why. She said, you know, are you wearing your headscarf? And I was like, what? Well, were you wearing your headscarf? Like, is that why he pulled you over? You know, that, like, the prejudice and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, she's like, someone told me that this, this, and that, that they'll pull you over for wearing that. And I said, who? Who said that? She said, it doesn't matter. And I said, well, it does matter. And, you know, it's someone else in my family. And it's like, you know, I got upset. And it's just like, well, then why did they run your plate? And I said, Mom, I don't, because cops have nothing better to do. Like, I don't know. That's their job. They get paid to run people's license plate. They get paid to do that, to do their job. Like, I didn't even notice the cop. Like, I didn't even think he was close enough to see me. You know, my other friend says, well, you know, well, maybe they were close enough and you just didn't notice. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, or they just ran my plate randomly because they decided to. And, like, I felt the whole night, like, I cried after. And after I got off the phone with my mom, I was just like, you know, of course it's time to pray. And I was just, I bawled. And I told God, I was like, I get it. Like, I'm sorry. You know, for me, you guys, it's a lot, I don't know if you guys understand it when you listen to my podcast, but nothing happens as a coincidence. Like, for those of you who think there's luck and chance, there isn't. There genuinely isn't. There is God's will, and He calls some people, and for me, it's so obvious that I can't ignore it anymore. And I just bawled, and for me, it was so hard to have this conversation with my mom, and you know, I get home, and she says, well, how did you know? How did you know he was going to pull you over if you weren't doing anything wrong? And I said, Mom, I don't know. She's like, it was just a feeling. I said, yes, that's exactly what it was, just a feeling. Like, I didn't want the inconvenience of being pulled over. I didn't know why, but I knew I was. And I don't know how I knew. And it wasn't the fact that I was wearing my hijab. That wasn't even it. I wasn't even wearing it. Like,
I felt like it was my fault because my faith hasn't been as strong. And my family thought it was my fault because I was wearing a hijab. When it's like, it's been so tough. And I'm sorry that I haven't talked to you guys because it feels so good to get this off my chest. And oh man, now I can't pray for a week, and it feels like I'm being punished. Like, I know it's not, and I know it could be just my emotions talking, but I genuinely, man, do I miss praying. I hope that you guys keep strong, you know, in your faith, if you are Muslim or if you do believe in God, because He's here, you know, He's real, and He truly does know and see and hear everything. And it's really hard knowing the truth and being in this world and feeling like nobody understands you or nobody wants to fully commit to the truth. But I get it, you know, we're all human and we shouldn't be hard on ourselves, but at the same time, we also shouldn't make excuses. We shouldn't justify why we do or why we don't do the things that we know we should be doing. And like, I fell victim to that this week, even more than a week. And I wanted to share that with you guys because you're not alone. And it's really, really hard. But, you know, we survive. And we should have conversations about this, and we shouldn't, you know, cry alone in our basements and not do a podcast about it. So that's what I decided to do. And I hope that, you know, my story made an impact on you guys, and, you know, God teaching me lesson helped me teach you guys. But yeah, I think I'm gonna head to bed. I appreciate you guys listening. Have a good night.